Three, two, go.
Can you make man a double?
That was a double bitch.
Make man a double.
Triple.
What's up, witches and ghouls? It's your host,
Sunny G.
And I'm Tanya D.
And welcome to the Sunny Horror Podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Sorry, I was hitting a bong and choking to death.
Oh, come along and play.
Yeah, exactly what she said. We are continuing this not double feature that became a double feature without meaning to be a double feature.
Feature.
We started a horror movie and it was bad.
Wiggity whack.
Yeah, it was just not too...
It was not good.
It wasn't nothing that wasn't good.
No bueno.
It's just not good for the podcast.
It was a one star, people. So we came on to the next movie.
Which we know it's like a one star, but like in a good way. Like in a good way.
So
like,
I'm hoping to give you at least a 2.5. But we'll see what we got.
We know this is like a trashy.
It's made to be cheesy.
Yeah, it's a trashy little cheesy parody.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully at least it's like bloody and gory. Like I'm hoping at least we get that. So it kind of like balances out in some shape, way, or form.
I mean, if not, we can always turn it off.
And it's relatable because it's Jersey Shore.
Yes. And I'm from Jersey. Shout out to Jersey.
I lived in New York.
Yes. Tanya lived in upstate New York. Shout out to her. Shout out to Tanya. Tanya wants to be, she's like,
I lived up north.
Upstate doesn't count.
I lived around y'all people.
We didn't even tell them what we're watching. But we are watching a horror comedy slasher parody of Jersey Shore called Jersey Shore Massacre.
Oh.
JWoww actually produced. Me being from Jersey, I've never watched this movie. I love Jersey Shore, but I never watched this movie. We know it's gonna be cheesy, campy, low budget, but I'm hoping it's like fun. Like I'm hoping it's good. And we're already drunk now, so grab your drinks, grab your
snacks,
your joints,
and your
hairspray, your gel,
nipples,
your quality issue.
Get ready to fist pump your life away.
Yes, that's rule number one. Yes. Fist pump.
Drink responsibility. Drink responsibility.
Drink responsibility. No.
All night long, 21 and older. We do not.
I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah. Oh, hugs and kisses.
Exactly.
Jersey Devil was the 13th child.
No one comes out here alone at night.
Did you hear that?
And now, our feature presentation.
Here we go. We're driving in a car on a dark alley.
Yeah, we're in South Jersey, where all the woods are. And this is the mobsters.
Yeah, they look like they're about to dig up some shit. The hoe.
Oh.
And the shovel.
Fuck, somebody already picked it up.
It's like some fucking Pet Cemetery shit.
They shot him.
It was all a part
of the
fucking
plot. They shot the pie guy. He's the one with the pie.
That's his plot. He just went and sat in his own plot.
They were over here fake as fuck. They're over here like, what happened? It must have been an animal. Just kidding. It was them. They set him the fuck up. Oh my god.
Oh, she got naked titties. Oh, drink. Take the naked titties.
That was disappointing.
That was like a slasher look. Oh, fuck.
We saw titties drink.
Oh, drink, you guys. This fucker's.
Titties.
Someone's getting ripped apart.
Titties drink.
Oh. I'm drinking.
Colin drank titties.
Oh my god.
Oh, now there's the head. That was a little intense.
The killer looked like Bigfoot dressed as a.
And still, titties is still alive with her titty out.
Jersey Shore?
Yeah, JWoww Productions. Okay, JWoww.
That's before the beach.
Bum, 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 bum.
So we're opening up to a Jersey fucking club. Jersey nightclub. All the Guidos and Guidettes are dancing their hearts out. You guys, okay, so we're getting like a whole fucking club montage right now, you guys. So we're opening up to a hair salon. I guess this might be the main characters.
Is it?
Yeah.
And they all got pink lips and they're all tan.
So there's a cute little salon. They're all just chit-chatting about boys.
Is that when Grindr started?
Right. He's over here talking about Grindr.
They all have the names on. I'm single.
Yeah, this bitch has a gold necklace that says I'm single.
I love it. That's some early 90s shit.
with a hoop song.
All right, so the girls are going down the shore for the weekend. All right, so one of the girls' names is fucking Dina.
God.
We're being introduced to Gigi now.
Oh, it's Gigi?
Of
course
it's a Gigi.
Oh, she
which one's
character?
Gigi? Yeah.
She has a big-ass bump. Her bump is
the baby
huge.
Looking one with the teddy bear. My lungs are on fire.
Oh my God, titties, drain.
Titties. Oh, that was a big old titty. Right? She had to hold up that one titty with two hands. All right, so we pulled up to the house where they're supposed to be like.
Yes, we are down the shore.
The reality. Yep.
Day one check-in.
Her outfit, though, is killing me. Like, and, like the cheetah girl dress print, like, is killing me, too.
This is literally how they would all dress.
But the bumpy girl with the purple and the pink is just killing me. Oh, they all rented the same house.
Yeah.
So they're all going to stay together. Is that what's going to happen?
Okay, but this is supposed to be horror, right? Somebody's going to die.
Jeremy!
Okay, so Ron Jeremy is the landlord. He's a perv, obviously.
Yeah, Ronnie. We spoke on the phone.
In real life.
And his name is Ronnie. He's playing himself.
As he should.
Oh, yeah.
So he got Romano and Romero confused. So now Romano and Romero are staying in the same beach.
Oh, God.
House.
Give me a minute. Don't go away. Hold on. Wait.
Romero's Spanish.
Oh.
Romano is Italian.
Oh, my God. Do you see his house?
Here it is. It's a stoner.
It's horrible.
He's a stoner, like, disgusting pig guy. It's huge.
I told you I went to Ron Jeremy party with June Dwayne down in Fantasy Fest in Key West. I told you that.
Well, I didn't know who he was. That's who he is.
Yes.
But people will fuck him.
He's a big dick.
He's
famous.
And his dick stays hard.
Do you see my face?
The girls are trying to figure out what's gonna happen. Are the Guidas gonna stay with the Chongas or what?
See, I'm not a hater. I'm a lover of women.
Me too.
So I'm more than married bitches. But
same here. Yeah, there's like already beef. There's like unknown beef between them. They're not staying at the house, I guess. I wouldn't stay at the house. Like, they're being stupid. Oh, God. These bitches are like in some crunchy. Some country ass town part of Jersey. I've never been in this side of Jersey, and I don't want to be in this side of Jersey. This
is the side near Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's scary. I'm scared.
This where the Jersey Devils are?
Yeah, this is supposed to be the Jersey Devil legend. They wanted to make this movie as Jersey as possible. They're like, Jersey Shore, Jersey Devil, Italian mobsters.
No, the only reason I brought up the Jersey Devil because we're in the woods in Jersey. I was like, okay, woods in Jersey.
They just pulled up to their beautiful cabin. It looks nice. Tanya's discovering Ron Jeremy's penis, you guys.
Ron Jeremy, period.
Is that him soft? Look. God, his dick is huge. He's so gross, though. He was never hot.
He was never hot. But he never...
Well, he was a little bit better looking right there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like...
He had like a 10-year span of him being attractive. Oh, look. He was kind of hot then.
Yeah,
I would have fucked
him. Once he went bald.
I would have definitely fucked Ron Jeremy in his prime. He was definitely kind of hot. He sucked his own penis?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so the girls are walking. They rented a new Airbnb in the middle of nowhere. And it's actually really pretty. It's better than the fucking one that Ron Jeremy was renting out.
That is true.
That would never happen.
Why are they doing this?
We all know it's fake.
This is so random.
I would pick up
and
they're
down to
the lake. It's not even realistic.
God, the water's green. I'm scared. Why are they walking in their heels on the dock?
Well, they're all following each other.
They're finally accepting it's their house, and right, they're all looking for their rooms.
Buddha in the middle of the sloppy couch.
So I love that shit. We're manifesting.
So we have one friend with a dildo, that'd be Tanya. So Teresa with her ugly ass hot pink outfit and her corset. That shit's so ugly.
I do like her heels though.
It's very of the time for
real. I do like the heels though.
You would.
The heels are hot.
Someone's watching her!
Oh. And he opened her door. Hell no. Close my shit, bitch.
And my brother, he never eats the asshole.
Wait, what?
That's what I heard. So he never had sisters, and he said his brother is an asshole. Yeah. He is not eating assholes.
So we're assuming he's like what?
But who the fuck offers sausages to random girls? Like,
don't exist around here. I don't know. He's prime suspect to be the killer.
All I know is his sausages look fucking
not even done. It wasn't even done. They were not even like it was.
All right, so the girls are trying to figure out what they're gonna do for the night.
Not eat sausage.
Ooh, they're going on a Jersey Devil tour. That's some shit I would do.
Oh, my God.
Nope, not me.
Oh, my God.
Why is she wearing titties?
Why are they in fucking...
Why is she
they're all in fucking, like, the junk. Listen.
Why is she wearing titties?
They're all...
Listen, they're all in like lingerie with their titties out.
Again, why are they wearing titties?
Outfits are so ugly. Yo, this guy is so mature. Why did we used to dress like this?
I did not dress like this.
They're going on a hike in the woods.
Nighttime.
It's not even like a tour for
in
like
the woods.
A building.
Spandex dress where they can't even open their legs and run.
Where do these guys come from?
They're part of the tour.
They're the storytellers.
We're getting some mythology of like whatever the fuck is after them.
Can somebody just show a titty to them and get me back home?
Tanya doesn't want to see titties.
She's like, I just want to go back home.
Are you okay? Okay, so now we're getting the mythology of the Jersey Devil and their tour. And we have some weird nerds in the group with them, apparently.
Where do they come from?
Oh, apparently they think there's piney. Yeah, piney.
The piney, the piney family. They're cannibals.
Yeah, they're cannibals. So that's kind of scary.
So they're like pine cones?
Yeah. Okay, so the Jersey Devil was a 13th child of a woman named Deborah Leeds, who emigrated from London, England. Ooh.
Ooh.
In the 1700s. That's not that long ago. Tanya was born around then.
That was the 18th century.
Yes.
It was like my first birthday.
It was her first birthday.
Oh, what the, what?
So
what,
that's the urban legend of Jersey Devil. I wonder if there's a Jersey Devil. Now I want to go to play in the woods in Jersey and see.
I do not. Listen, no one ever.
Sonny, we have played in the woods in New York plenty of times.
Okay, so I feel like the nerds are going to be the first ones to die.
I mean, either they're smart enough to not die, or they're so smart they're going to die. It's one or the other for them. And then the middle part is like all the cute girls getting dicks in their ass right now.
So the girls are in a circle. They're trying to tell ghost stories about the Hooter Cooter Bird.
What are we talking about?
It was cute. It's the next morning now.
They got 5 more minutes.
Alright, so Sammy's about to get killed, you guys. She's running in the fucking woods.
I'm running so hard.
Finally, I'm about to drink. We're getting a chase scene.
Do we? I'm chasing.
She's getting dragged.
No! Yes!
Oh, wait, drink. She just got a slice throw. Her throw slice.
Yeah, drink.
This doesn't look bad. J-Wow knew what she was doing on the practical effect.
She did. I'm proud of you, J-Wow. All right, so the girls just picked up on the Guidos, and now they're all hanging out.
Tony, Joey, Gino, Vinny.
These are so fucking stereotypical names.
Oh, wow.
There's a random mime in the beach. What the fuck?
I mean,
all right, so the boys want to go play football, while Sammy's over here getting murdered. They forgot all about Sammy.
Where's
Sammy? Did she just fart?
See, this is stupid. No.
That's Snooki. Snooki would definitely fart. Like, that's very Jersey Shore.
That shit was wet, though.
She about to shit herself.
Oh, really? Is she gonna shit in the
She's gonna
beach?
Shit in the beach? She's shitting in the beach! Valerie, the piece of shit.
He doesn't go home. That was so terrible.
She left the poop in the. Oh, he just.
That's terrible.
My God, what are we watching?
Terrible.
All right. Oh, look at the. Okay, now we're at the Jersey Shore Club. Yeah.
Like.
Oh, fist pump drink.
Finally.
I am not taking a shot no more. You are. Taking a shot. I mean, it's just horrible. Like, this is so bad.
It's like part Guido, part
bad movie.
I'm trying to get into it.
Bye.
And apparently there's some bitch just popping up as Val's
cousin. What the fuck is your makeup? Is that
Barbie dress?
That's not my TV, right?
That's your TV. That's your TV making their makeup.
No, that's their makeup.
After getting kicked out of the nightclub for starting a fight, the girls and the boys are at the house. They're chilling.
Marinating.
They're about to watch a horror movie.
They all have blush on.
So the Snooki wannabe is going to fuck the big burly looking guy.
So why don't you do me a favor?
Just do me a favor and fuck me in this.
Why is he wearing a fucking fedora?
I don't know.
Because he has a thick dick.
He got a thick dick. I heard.
His nose
will look like it. He's gonna die in the tanning
bed. He's about to tan before getting laid.
Okay, he might take steroids. He definitely had a little.
Wait, we're about to see. He's literally, this guy is literally about to go tanning before.
Like, have an orgy.
And this bitch is about to take a drink.
Do you see her titties?
It's so gross.
Oh my god, there are. And her ass is horrible. Take a shot.
She's gross. Right?
Because put it in your mouth. Whatever you have left, put it in your mouth.
She's taking a shower and he's about to go tanning.
Do you see the bruises on her?
So why is she getting all cleaned up and he's about to get his dick all sweaty?
I don't know.
Somebody just put tape over him. And now he's putting
burn him up. Yeah, the crispy curtain.
They are burning the fucking dumbass up inside of the thing. Oh god, she's getting her tits ripped off. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh my god, they're like ripping her tits apart. And he's just burning alive.
Were they a couple?
Yeah, well they were gonna fuck. Oh. Oh my god.
And the fat boy just
she made this so gory. Holy shit, the big guy's just getting burnt alive. And then Snooki got her tits just completely ripped off. Holy shit. This was very gory. I will give it an A+ on the gore. At least they have that right. The killer looks like the neighbor. It's like bleach marks all over.
It's almost like the gore so there doesn't go with the storyline.
Yeah, like the deaths for themselves.
Yeah, right? That's really good. That's great.
She put the money in the wrong places, but I'm glad the deaths look good. At least some of the money should have went on the...
I'm glad the effects, but then her storyline does definitely...
All right, so the group of friends are now in the pool. All of them. They're all chilling. One girl looks like she's about to have a threesome with two guys in the back.
Well, obviously.
Oh. They're about to get killed in this mushroom. She's going to be this final girl. The girl who's not fucking anybody.
He's going to be Teresa.
The boys are over here talking about how they're going to fuck the girls. The girls are talking about how they're not going to fuck the guys. Usual dynamics, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, that fucking titty death is still in my head. Like, the way he was like, yes, the way he was ripping her titties apart was fucking crazy. I will say, it was gnarly.
The poor titties.
I don't know how they did that.
We see titties, take a shot.
Oh, the people are fucking. Take a drink, you guys. Take a shot. Where's the shot?
Yeah, nice.
Oh, well, the killer's coming with a samurai sword. Oh, God.
They did not get breastfed as a baby.
They did not. Take a drink. Holy fuck. Okay, so all the couples are pairing off.
Kind of. Fucker.
All right, so DJ, Pauly D, and the sick girl are in a car. When the fuck did they leave?
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on, really, so. Damn.
They just left her because she's a grenade.
Oh,
that's some fuck shit. She's going to survive the night, though. She's gonna be the final girl.
She will be because she got left.
She said a girl. I'm gonna find a
cow, man. DJ Pauly D found a farmhouse. He found a farmhouse.
Oh, where are you? Scissoring friend of Sunny's.
He's my orgasm friend. Why are they just hugging each other and kissing their necks?
Because they're in the pool. They have nothing else to do.
I was giving, like, sex party. Where are all these girls? There's so many girls in this house. I can't even tell who's who anymore.
They all have bad
what the fuck was this guy?
Barbie makeup on. How did he catch the fucking
pool? Why are they barbecuing at midnight?
Because they're hungry.
Oh my god, look, they just took some guy.
Somebody's chained up.
He has nice toes.
No, he
has
small feet though.
But he has the killer. The killer looks scary.
No,
what is he wearing? A face mask?
It looks like a pirate.
It looks like a pig. A vagina.
What
the fuck is he? Is he a vagina?
He's a mole.
Is he a rat?
Yes,
he has the other guy. They're all tied up now. He's about to torture them. Like, he's like shaving his body down. What the fuck?
He's cutting his shoulder off.
Oh my god.
Cutting the grass. I don't know what he's doing. It's not even gory.
It's weird.
It's gory. You see his flesh. Oh, he's putting something around his neck.
Okay, I mean, that's a different story.
Yo, that face mask is creepy. Like, why does it...
He looks like a jellyfish or something, right?
Yeah, why does it look like a jellyfish?
Yeah, he looks like fucking off the Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
That was sick. He decapitated the fuck out of him.
I mean, that wasn't very strong of him, though.
He about to whip him. Oh, my God.
He's like, let me play with you,
little. Oh! Okay, that hurt.
That was a rib?
Mmm. Yo, he's just torturing. This is crazy. This is okay.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear what?
Hear what?
I thought I was on the outside.
These bitches are about to get it.
Guys, what's around?
Yeah, they're fucking getting murdered. Damn. Like, why is he killing all these people? I'm so confused. Is this the neighbor?
I mean, does he eat it?
Is that a penis he's cutting up into a little piece?
I think it's a finger. Maybe.
I don't know. It's a lot, though.
Why is there this big ass thing so close to their house though? Like, she literally took her 1 second to walk over there.
Fucking Bigfoot, by the way. Is this a barn?
Yeah, it's like a weird metallic barn though.
They are metallic-ish. They're like very like tin.
They're all splitting up like dumbasses.
Whose house is this anyway?
It's Teresa's Uncle Vito's house.
And who's Uncle Vito?
Vito Rubino.
Is he a mobster?
Teresa's uncle is Big V Rubino.
Yeah, it gives me mobster. So they're staying at a mobster's house, and there's a serial killer killing them. So like, I'm confused.
That's it. I gotta go find where these meatballs are.
Wait, what if he was testifying against him, and that's why they're all getting killed because like they're like they had there's a hit on him or something.
Or maybe you shouldn't just be there.
Because there has something to do with the mob.
Or maybe you shouldn't just be there.
Oh, Teresa. Or Val. It's Valerie. Oh, no!
Fuck.
Take a shot.
Of what?
That.
What? You that.
Na,
na, na, na. Hey.
Commercial break. They got the wrong body when the cops came and picked up the twin. Apparently, he's a fucking twin. So now KP is running for her life.
From the twin.
From the bad twin. And he's just trying to chase her. She's at the end of the dock right now on the boat.
She's about to row her boat.
With her bright pink dress on. She did set that's on fire for a second there, but he outsmarted her.
Row. Do you think she can row?
Is he gonna try to swim like Jason Voorhees?
She is out there.
She is rowing her boat in the middle. He's gonna swim.
She's got the goddamn rope.
Oh my god. This bitch.
He's gonna row some sticks together and burn that shit off.
He's pretty smart, I will say.
She's pretty dumb. She should have fucking attached herself with
that
goddamn rope.
Or taken
the rope with her.
Damn. Why'd they leave her by herself?
Because she's stupid.
Logically, the cops would have taken her.
The cops haven't really gotten to the...
They're stupid,
not
yeah.
Not out with a rowboat paddle, bitch.
Something. Yes.
That shit is heavy as a bat.
Bitch, he has
a little ass knife. You better knock his shit out.
The fucking mob. Her uncles came.
Knuckles.
Oh, Knuckles. I love it. He shot him with an ankle monitor. This is so fucking crazy. So the mob did save her. All right, so we're getting some explanation. So who the fuck? So Troy just lost his mind. It was like exploit. It was literally.
Exploit, yes.
Yeah. He's like, let me explain everything in this scene. It is the next morning, and KP is the only survivor.
So far.
Right.
Oh god, we're getting some fucking Jerseyans.
You think someone's gonna hop out of the swamp type shit?
Why would you
like hop out of the swamp? Like,
wait, it's Ron Jeremy.
Not Ron Jeremy.
It's Ron Jeremy on the boat.
Okay, I'm done.
We're getting a Friday the 13th reference. She's about to show her breast, Tanya. Tanya!
Titty!
Yes!
Tetas.
She looks like a drag queen.
Bad, but female, like just.
Oh fuck!
I told you somebody out
the killer
water.
Just came out of the water, about to fuck him
up.
Really? What the fuck? Ron Jeremy just pulled a gun out.
Like a fucking like long neck.
Oh my god! Is that a reference to his dick?
And it's always fully loaded.
Screaming! Not Ron Jeremy.
He was the end.
Day.
Of Jersey Shore.
What?
No.
What the?
No fuck? Comment. That's my comment. No fucking comment.
This fucking movie, this experience, I don't even know what to call it. We are moving on to the hot take. So, Lisa, what is your hot take on this film and your rating?
No comment is my fucking comment. And my rating? -2.
And Tanya, what is your hot take and rating for this movie?
Hang on. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, she's thinking.
All right. Okay, this movie was stupid, beyond stupid.
Yeah.
I did not realize who is Ronnie Jeremy is until the very now today. So, her on that shit. So, with that, I give it like a 2.5, maybe-ish. Because he killed the person at the end.
Her.
Okay.
All right.
So, yours.
Okay, so I can appreciate J-Wow producing something that actually was, like, worth watching in a way. I knew what we were going to get with this movie. It's literally a fucking, like, B-rated, like, this movie never came out to any movie theaters. It was came out in, like, your neck, like, not even Blockbuster. I didn't even know where it came out, on DVD in a random DVD store when it came out in 2014. But it was, I knew what I wanted to get from this. I got everything I wanted. I got some fun Jersey Shore parody stuff, really bad acting, some horrible style choices that reminds me of high school, and I surprisingly was surprised by the deaths, because I really thought the deaths were going to be really bad, but that's what saved this movie. The deaths saved the movie.
Absolutely.
For sure. The storyline was stupid-ish. Like, the storyline, there were certain aspects of the story that were good.
It could have been fun. It's just the dialogue killed it. Whatever
the dialogue was,
it could have been Oscar-winning storyline, but the dialogue in this movie,
and the actors, like, the actors, maybe they did the best they could, but everything else was just not good. The cinematography was good. Like, watching it, like, visually, it was okay. Like, they had some form of a little budget.
The filming was actually good.
Yeah.
The cinematography was good. The horror scenes, the effects were great. It was the writing.
The writing, yeah. And the writer, it was the director. So he sticks to your directing, because obviously your writing is not your forte. So I will give this movie the same as Tan. I'll give it, like, 2 buds out of 5. It tried to do something, but it just wasn't there.
But yeah, so I hope you guys stay till the end. Remember to stay high.
And be kind.
And until next time, bye.